Welcome back to the Unfinished Podcast, where we are exploring the genealogy of Shar Wolforth. You can go back to episode one. All right, I want to wrap up this Pope line. That's my mother's maiden name, and there is a possible connection to President George Washington. There are also two other wills with slaves in them, and I think that's all in this family tree. I'm going to whip through seven generations to get there, so hang on. On the Letha Hall side that we talked about last time, we know her parents. That's the Elford line that I haven't looked into much, so we'll save that for later. For Barnabas Pope, we know his father was Winfield, born in 1765 in North Carolina. I don't know the story of how Barnabas ended up in Tennessee. Westward expansion and all that, I guess. We have a will from Winfield, and Barnabas is spoke of well, so no drama there. His mother's name was Morning Peacock, and I always love that. Most of the Winfield will is a long description of the land he left behind. It describes a line to a lightwood tree ending at the neighbor's corner, and another that meanders to a stake near the mill. In all of these wills, I'm struck by the importance of a plow or a gun or sacks of peas, such minor possessions that today would hardly bear a mention in a legal document. Just a babe, 3 years old, his father, Charles Pope, was deeded 320 acres from his father, John Pope. John Pope was born in 1720, so we're really getting back there in American history. Charles, born in 1740, married Sarah Wright. Her father, Winfield Wright, included two Negroes in his will. That's the word he used. Charles moved to a different North Carolina county. He made some land sales and purchases. In 1790, he appeared on the census with his wife, and I'm not sure about how many children. And there was one slave in that census. When Shar compiled all her work, the internet was just getting going. If you look now, you can find more information. I mostly have dates of birth and death. But here's how we get to George Washington. Or maybe not. John Pope's father was John Pope, born in 1699 in Isle of Wight, Virginia, which was just a colony at the time. His father was Henry Pope, born in 1662. His father was William Pope, born in 1634 in Bristol, England, and came to Virginia before he was married to Marie Bosman, and that marriage was 1660. If you check out that internet thing, you can see that Jamestown, Virginia was founded in 1607, just to kind of get some context on these years we're talking about. All right, his father, Richard Pope, was born in 1590 in Bristol, England. And I think they were Quakers. I thought I saw that somewhere. All right, here's where it gets dicey. There's another man, Thomas Pope, and one of these popes had a son named Nathaniel. And in a written note, a relationship chart that Shar made with all these names, she writes, "I need proof that Richard Pope is our ancestor and that Nathaniel is his son." Because when you follow four generations from Nathaniel back up to 1734, that's where you get George Washington. Meaning, if all these connections are correct, well, basically two for sure that need to be checked, Shar is the fourth cousin, six times removed, of George. The reason a lot of all this is known is that everyone who does genealogy wants to find that relationship, right? In my brief searches, it appears that connection has never been made, and at some point, these things are considered disproved. That's all I have down that straight line of men named Pope. We'll see where we go to next.